Well, good morning, Prayer Warriors. Mark here once again, and I hope you're just having an amazing week in your prayer life. And just let's just open up on just a quick word of prayer. Dear Lord, we just praise your name. We give thanks for all you do for us. We give thank you for answering prayers, telling us yes, no, wait. And we just pray for this morning that we have that discernment to understand and to hear your answer. In Jesus' name, amen. And that's what I want to talk about just for a couple of minutes today, because I heard the other day, hey, Mark, you know, I don't feel that God is answering my prayers. And it was automatically, it's like, Mark, I don't feel that God is answering my prayers. Well, God either answers them or he doesn't, or he just says, wait. And there's a little piece that I think we need to kind of focus on today, and that's called discernment. Discernment on really what's our Father teaching us, what's our Father telling us, and discernment is kind of one of those tough words. It's like, Mark, you know, what in the world does this mean? And you know, I looked up a couple of definitions, and the first one was obtaining spiritual guidance and understanding. Guidance, spiritual guidance and understanding. Okay. How about something a little simpler? A decision-making process that leads to future action. Decision-making process. So this is discernment. Okay, let's throw that one out. I didn't like that one anyway. How about an ability to make wise decisions? Yeah, we've got a little wisdom in there. Ability to make wise decisions. And then how about this one? God guides you to help you arrive at the best decision. God helps you make the best decision. Yeah, I like that one. So that's discernment. So when we're praying and we're hearing what we think are the answers or the guidance and the wisdom from God in some of these decisions, you know, maybe that's a God-led decision, a God-inspired decision. And just want to, so let's just kind of take a look at that in our prayer lives and how discernment, you know, kind of fits in. You know, first of all, you know, we were talking about how does that happen? And really, there in John 15:26, what did he tell his disciples? He said, you know, when the Helper comes, who's the Helper? The Helper is the Holy Spirit, that I shall send to you from the Father, you know, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And so here we're talking about the Holy Spirit guiding you, guiding us in our decision-making process. And he goes on further. He says, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. So that future action, things to come. So we pray, we listen, we discern. There's that little piece, because sometimes when we listen and jump to action, as opposed to listen, discern, and jump to action, we kind of miss the boat. And one of the great stories that I think we all understand is here in 1 Kings 3, Solomon, full of wisdom. What's he pray? You know, Chapter 3, here is Solomon, and God is speaking with him. God is speaking with Solomon there in 1 Kings chapter 3. Solomon loves the Lord there in verse 3. And then in verse 5, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream, and God said, what shall I give you? What does Solomon ask for? He asks for wisdom. So and so he's praying and talking with God, and it's wisdom is the answer. However, what happens? Solomon marries 700 women and has 300 concubines on his side. And it's like there's 1,000 ladies out there. One is the daughter of the Pharaoh. How wise is that? I'm just a little dumbfounded once in a while. And, you know, I don't think that was an answered prayer. What I think that was God allowed this to happen. He did not approve of this happening. When he allows some things, there's consequences, there's teaching, there's something that's going to happen when you allow something. and not necessarily approve. Sometimes our parents, or we as parents, we allow our kids to kind of move around in this great big sandbox called life, just so they learn these things. Otherwise, we're what, a helicopter parent? So we allow these things to happen. We allow those consequences to happen. Fall down, get up, dust yourself off, get back in the game. Get back on your horse. Pull your boots up. Those kind of things. However, did we really approve of that thing happening? So that's kind of where that wisdom and discernment comes. Is God approving these actions, our decisions, what we think are answered prayers? That's where that discernment comes in. So it's allow, approve, and God approves that discernment where we make that right choice. And it can be as simple as, God, I need to buy a car. You know, the old ones broke down. He allows us to make those decisions. Sometimes some of the bad decisions, $600 a month, $800 a month on a new car as opposed to pay cash on a used car. Well, at the end of the month, what are the consequences? We pray, hey, God, I need a new car, because my old ones broke down. Somebody comes to us, hey, Mark, I've got this beater for $2,000 cash. Okie doke, that's better than $65,000 new pickup. So those are kind of the decisions we have to take a look at in our prayer lives as we go down those roads. How about relationships? New boyfriend, girlfriend, even though that we say, this is the person I want to marry for the rest of my life, and they're not a Christian. Does God allow that, or does he approve of that? And that's where we go to prayer, and we allow for the Holy Spirit to guide, and we have that discernment. So that's where that is coming back to. How about a new church? I'm tired of this church. I want to go away. They're always talking about sin. They're talking about the book of Revelation and end times. Well, are we going away because we have some emotion in us that we're not addressing? Or is there something that really, God is saying, hey, go plant a new church. Go help out at this new church. Where is God leading us? And that's where that discernment from our prayers come in. And it's with our relationships. It's with our financial habits. We take a look at the different things in history. The 1980s, we had a great recession. In 2008, 2009, we had a great recession. Are we looking at one now? Should we be more discerning in our prayers and the answers we think that we're getting? So that's that discernment in those decisions that we're making, as opposed to, hey, at the checkout counter. At the checkout counter, you look to your right, left or right, and you've got candy bars, and it's, okay, well, I just want another candy bar. Well, that's an impulse. That's a feeling. That's just a, I want. It's not, I need. And so we go back to prayer. It's what we need. And then we discern really what God wants us to do. Is he allowing us to do something, or is he approving of something that we're doing? So what I just want you to do is just understand that when we hear answers, is it an emotional answer? Is it a factual answer? And what we really need to do is kind of take a look at, is it a need or a want? It's that discernment as we allow God to guide us, to guide you and me, to help us arrive at the best decision. And so that's kind of in our prayer lives these days. I just pray that we all have that little bit of discernment, that we consider that discernment in our prayer life. And just as we go forward, we pray, we listen, we discern based upon the input from the Holy Spirit on what God is telling us. And this week, let God lead. Let God lead. Have an amazing week, brothers and sisters. Praying for y'all. Take care.